you know, it's just different. I mean, it's just everybody in the league has a different, you know, philosophy, different approach. Theirs is just different than the other one. You know, they've got some great players, and, you know, they like to mix up their schemes and employ a lot of different fronts and do a lot of different coverages. So they try to do everything they can to confuse you and cause you to be uncertain and hesitant. And if they can do that, then they buy enough time for, you know, those outstanding players to get to the quarterback.
Kevin, I know what I saw in your offensive line last Sunday. What did you see, and how did it change the dynamic of the makeup of what you can do?
I don't know if it's changed anything, except I was very proud of the way the new guys played. You know, to see Kevin Booth slide over to the center position and play as well as he did almost seamlessly was outstanding. And, of course, Mitch came from not even knowing he was going to be dressed to go out and play. And, you know, he's just a feisty, combative, you know, a competitive guy, and he was very physical, and it, you know, I was very proud that he stepped in there and did as well as he did.
See, that's what I thought I saw. I thought I saw more physicality, more energy, a little more oomph, you know, that which we hadn't seen a lot of up to this point in the season. Is it because of those guys' personalities? And
I think it was a combination of a lot of things. I certainly think Mitch adds to that. I mean, that's his nature. That's his personality. I think, you know, getting the mod back, I think the significance of the game, the energy of the crowd, the, you know, the way we were playing offensively, all those things, I think, roll into one, coalesced into one thing was all contributing factors.
Earlier this week, Tom was talking about how you guys have sort of been able to maintain at least most weeks in the fight in the face of all these injuries on the offensive line or a mod missing time, whatever. I'm curious to what extent Eli has played in facilitating sort of that level of continuity and how that's how he's been able to sort of maintain in the face of even going back to the offseason, losing some of his most important targets and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the fact that you got a guy that's been playing and hearing what we do for 8 years now, I mean, he can echo what we say to him, and he's heard us say it to the same. You know, they're all in the same meeting, so they hear me say the same thing over and over and over again, and he's heard it longer than any of them, so he's able to truly be an extension of us out on the field, and I think he does a great job serving as a catalyst in that means. And I think some of the coaches, you know, I mentioned Sean Ryan and, you know, Gerald Ingram and, you know, Mike Pope and Pat Flaherty, some of the job they've done, you know, has been outstanding with some young guys, new guys that nobody wanted, quite frankly, and we've, you know, brought them in here and they've just gotten better and better. So I think it's a combination of having a quarterback who's playing at a very high level. I think some of those coaches have done a great job of bringing those guys along, and collectively we've been able to be competitive.
On the topic of a guy that nobody wanted, has Victor Cruz surprised you?
Well, I've wanted him all along. I knew I had hopes he was going to be a good player last year. Yeah, I mean, the coaches are the ones who, you know, were very insistent on trying to keep him. And so I thought we'd have a good player. I mean, who knew that how that's going to pan out? And I'd be lying, as we all would, if we said we envisioned this. But I thought you had a guy that was physically quick enough, strong enough to take the hits that you got to take inside, and look like he caught the ball well enough that, you know, he'd be somebody that you'd like to work with and see what happens. And, you know, hopefully that, you know, you see enough potential that you can bring it out of him. And I think, you know, he's still a raw player that, you know, has got a lot of growth left. But, you know, he's making plays for us, so we're very delighted to have him.
How has he made that position his own? A lot of people, when, you know, obviously that sort of slot position, he is more than that. He's turned that into almost like a yak-type position.
Well, that's what was, you know, we were kind of excited about. I mean, you had a guy before that who was an outstanding route runner, Steve Smith, right, and basically was uncoverable. So people were double-teaming him all the time. Now, he hasn't faced that at all yet. But if he continues to run run as well as he does after the catch, that, you know, that's a dimension that we weren't as adept at as we are now. I think he does a better job in that, and then hopefully he'll continue to grow as a pass receiver and his route running and his decision-making, those type of things, so that maybe eventually we'll get to the point where he warrants the double coverage, and then that'll open up some things outside. Right. Yeah.
Kevin, having said all that, you know, all his ability that he has and the belief that you guys had in him, when you guys lost Smith, you guys had said, okay, well, it'll be Hickson who has a shot here, and Jernigan was talked about. You even went out and signed Stokely.
Right.
What allowed Victor to – what did he do to kind of become this elite player? Is it work ethic? Is it a talent?
Well, I think it's all those things. I think there's definitely, again, we saw a guy that was raw but had some skills that we thought we could, you know, develop into a slot.
Right.
as always, it never happens quite as quickly as you want, and he's making too many mistakes and what have you. But what he did was he continued to listen, he continued to grow, he continued to develop, and little by little, you know, he's gotten better and better. We always saw the potential, you know, with a guy that, again, could run after the catch. I thought was physically quick enough that he could, you know, be difficult to match up with for some people. And I thought he was going to be courageous enough to catch the ball inside. And those are all ingredients you got to have to play in there. And again, it's just a matter of, you know, getting better and better. He's, you know, again, he's still, trust me, got a ways to go on some things. And again, you guys see the great plays, which are tremendous plays, but we sometimes see the other side of that coin too. And, you know, as I said before, you know, he giveth and he taketh away. And sometimes it's play after play, but he's a great kid. I think he works hard. I think he's, you know, he's the nice thing is you see a guy that was here and he's come so far. And again, I give Sean Ryan a lot of credit. You know, he's done a great job with him, as have our other coaches.
With facing the Cowboys twice in 1 month and then throwing the Jets in there, how much blitzing do you think this offense is going to see?
A lot. I mean, but we've seen it the last 2 weeks. Yeah. So, I mean, but it's, as somebody asked earlier, is it different? Well, every guy. So it's hard to even compare and contrast them. But, you know, you go from a few weeks ago, Philly, who we thought was going to blitz us, didn't do much at all, to, you know, New Orleans was, you know, 4 out of every 5 plays, and Green Bay was probably 3 out of every 5 plays. So, you know, we're going to expect to see the same. Is it the same? No, it's not the same. It's a different blitz package, different approach, but it's definitely a commitment to that defensive approach style.
The Jets and Cowboys, you know, the Ryan brothers, do they blitz differently than defensive coordinators around the league?
Yeah. You know, they're committed to it. They've got some good players. You know, I mean, they've got some, you know, Dallas got some great pass rushers. They're phenomenal. I mean, DeMarcus Ware is outstanding. We've always, you know, had our share of troubles with Spencer. Ratliff has been outstanding, and now Joey Hatchett looks like he's evolving into a premier pass rusher. So they got some terrific football players. So whether they blitz or didn't blitz, they're going to be a handful for us. But what they do is they try to hide, disguise, cause some, you know, hesitation on your part, which just accentuates the ability level of those guys.